U.S. military runs a Bitcoin node and frames crypto as power projection versus China. The U.S. military is operating its own Bitcoin node and treats crypto as a vector of strategic power projection against China, according to a CoinDesk report published on April 23, 2026. The framing pushes Bitcoin out of the familiar buckets of reserve asset and retail investment and into the language of geopolitical competition. Bitcoin traded near 77,137 at the time of writing, down 0.7% on the day, with the broader market in neutral territory at a fear and greed reading of 58. Running a node is the story. The detail that matters is the node, not the rhetoric. Validating the Bitcoin chain in-house means the Department of Defense is choosing to verify transactions and block headers without relying on a third party. That is the same posture a sovereign treasury, exchange, or large custodian takes when it does not want to trust an outside data feed for settlement assurance. For most government agencies, the easier path would be a relationship with Coinbase, BitGo, or a wholesale chain analytics provider. Standing up a node implies a different requirement: the ability to inspect the chain directly, to confirm transactions independently, and to do so without metadata leaking to a vendor. That is an operational signal, more than a political one. Power projection is a specific phrase. Power projection is not a casual word in defense circles. It refers to the ability to deploy and sustain force outside one's home territory. Applying it to a decentralized network reframes Bitcoin as infrastructure that the U.S. can use to extend influence, rather than a market it merely regulates. The framing fits with a series of policy moves over the past year. The Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, the SEC's pivot away from enforcement under Chair Atkins, and the Treasury's growing comfort with stablecoins as dollar distribution rails. Treating mining, validation, and settlement as components of national power puts Bitcoin in the same conceptual frame as semiconductors, undersea cables, and GPS. China, meanwhile, has banned mining domestically since 2021. And routes most of its crypto policy through Hong Kong. If Washington concludes that running infrastructure is itself a strategic edge, the gap between the two approaches widens regardless of price action. What this implies for mining and settlement rails. The practical knock-on effects are limited in the short term but worth tracking. If the Pentagon's stance becomes formal doctrine, U.S. domiciled mining capacity gains a national security argument for grid access, tax treatment, and permitting. Public miners like Marathon, Riot, and the Eric Trump-linked American Bitcoin operation, which activated 11,298 ASIC machines this week, would be the obvious beneficiaries. It also has implications for settlement. Stablecoin issuers and on-chain payment providers may find a more receptive policy environment if their rails are framed as instruments of dollar projection. Coinbase's recent listing of the GBP-backed TGBP stablecoin and DoorDash's planned stablecoin payouts via Tempo sit inside that broader narrative. For users who spend crypto, the most relevant downstream effect is regulatory tone. A government that views the network as strategic is less likely to push restrictions that fragment access. That tilts the playing field toward self-custody options and away from the kind of jurisdictional gatekeeping that defined the 2022 to 2024 enforcement era. What the report does not say, the CoinDesk piece does not specify which branch of the military runs the node, how many nodes are operated, or whether the activity is connected to the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, or to a separate intelligence function. It also does not quantify holdings or describe the policy authority under which the node operates. That ambiguity matters. A single research node inside a defense lab is a different signal than an operational node tied to seizure tracking or treasury operations. Until the Pentagon or a congressional committee fills in the detail, the report is best read as confirmation of intent rather than scale.